I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. I don't even know. We're probably going to get a million comments on the correct phrase of me saying two birds of a feather flock together. I don't think that's the saying. We all get the gist of it. But this is what I love about what I do. This is what I love what spirit is able to do. Even though we might have common things that happen and go on, feelings, the way someone might die, spirit always finds that way of giving us those crazy validations that you got to sit back and go, like my dad says, it's got to come from somewhere. It was such an amazing moment for me to share my gift with Amy and Caden today. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode on Hey Spirit. God bless. Thank you for joining me today for a very special episode of Hey Spirit. You look very familiar. I've never met you before.
No.
You look so familiar.
She did.
Sometimes when that happens, that's how spirit makes me feel. So sometimes it could be for many different reasons. If someone's nervous, like what if nothing happens? What are we going to do? Maybe if someone wasn't going to sit in on the reading. A lot of times that happens. I have one person, and then all of a sudden I go into the room and then all of a sudden there's two people. So sometimes someone joins later on and maybe they have a fear of what might happen or what might not happen. Fair enough. Yeah. Yes. So what I love already, I didn't even start anything and spirit is already making me feel how one of you might feel.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I say nothing else that sparks your faith, I will guarantee you, and as far as I know, no one has ever left a reading feeling maybe disappointed, if I might say. Because I feel like in over 20 years of me doing what I do, even when I would randomly walk up to someone in the food store or while I'm out shopping, right? Like you've seen on Long Island Medium, even in a live show and most certainly through doing my podcast, spirit always gives us what we need, not what we want.
Yeah.
Okay. And they never disappoint. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. So I will guarantee you, though, in my any expectation that you had coming in here, I guarantee you spirit will either exceed it and or will be nothing like you expected. And you're like, are you kidding me? This was crazy. And I'm going to explain to you why that is, okay? I just heard something very interesting in my head, and that spirit already talking to me, is that I heard, oh, there's my sweet baby girl. So I don't know, Caden, did you lose your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know, is it fair enough to say the things that I said already is maybe how you were feeling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
How would I know that? I'm literally seeing one eyeball of you. One eyeball. What has just happened, your mom has validated already, don't worry. I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Yeah.
So now maybe can I do my speech, Kaden? But these are like the types of things, and I get it, and I think I understand it, and more importantly, respect this whole process. Like what I've always learned, and I've learned to respect and understand, is that A, I make what I do look very easy. And I think when we watch or hear someone else have an experience, we think it's easy, right?
Yeah.
Your mom is making me feel like, Kaden, that you have so many emotions right now that you don't even know what you're feeling, how you're feeling. It's almost like you have this tingling through your body, right?
Yeah.
How would I know that? You're all the way in California. I'm over here in Long Island sitting in my closet. Right?
Yeah.
But spirit has this amazing way of giving us that gift and saying, listen, this is real. This is my soul. I am physically not here in the physical world anymore. My soul hasn't left you and will never leave you. I am going to start off and to say this to you because this is truly how I feel. And I probably shouldn't share my own personal thoughts with you, but I'm going to. I don't know how old you are, but you're young and you have to grow up without your mom. That stinks. It's not fair. It's probably the worst thing that probably can ever happen to someone. But your mom is making me feel like that you are so strong. She's so proud of you. And you are so blessed to have. Because to be honest with you, I came in when I popped in the Zoom room. I'm like, oh, it's a mother and a daughter. They're here for a reading, right? Yes. So if you want to go on and say, oh, you could figure it out. I can't figure out anything. Literally, Amy, you look like her mom, right? Or do people even think that?
I look like her mom.
See? So here it is already. Your mom has exceeded my expectation already of saying, you know what? Spirit's job is to reinforce to us that they're okay, that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world, and they do not want us to feel guilty about moving on with our lives. Because your mom just said to me, I need you, Teresa, to help me help my daughter gain her life back. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound so dramatic, or maybe your mom to sound so dramatic and saying, give you your life back. What it means is that I think there's a difference in saying, you know what, I'm living life, going through all the emotions, right? And going through physical things, but to really feel like, you know what, it's okay. To really, truly feel happy. That's what your mom wants you to leave this session with today. And knowing that with every breath and milestone that you take, her soul is with you and will not leave you. That is something that will never be broken. One of the number one things spirit will have me say, first of all, your mom's a very fast talker because I'm trying to give my speech. She's already telling me things that I need to say to you. And I'm like, could I get through the speech first? I'm like, there's only so much multitasking that I can do.
That's so
now she's now I don't know if this was your mom, and I don't mean this in a negative. She's bossy. She's telling me you better write it down because I know you, Teresa. You're gonna forget.
I know you.
Would that be her personality?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna write them down. She's got me writing things down now. Oh, and I forgot one of the things. I just told her you're gonna have to retell me again. The number one thing spirit will have me say to someone is, please let my loved one know that I heard them say goodbye. Very easy for me to say that, and common. That is not my fault or spirit's fault that there are all these common things that happen, right? Spirit might talk about things that you haven't shared with anyone else. The way that you feel, maybe the way that you feel about someone or something. It might even be an exact conversation that you had maybe before coming into this reading, or a conversation that you had with someone last week at the mall. It validates, forget the fact that that's crazy, but it also validates that her soul was with you at that exact moment. And if spirit knows those things, then they heard you say goodbye. I always say this to people. Spirit is like people here in the physical world. Happy, nice people, they talk about positive things, right?
Yeah.
Negative people, icky people, right? They're negative, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it validates that her soul is at peace.
Yes.
Fair enough?
Yes.
How I see spirit is very different. I see shadows and silhouettes, but I will also feel an emotional bond that you shared with them or how you knew them here in the physical world. Because there is also a father energy stepping forward as well. So that could be a grandfather, father, could be an uncle, someone that was like a dad to either one of you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And who's that?
Both of us. Yeah. Okay. Her dad passed and my dad.
To validate that all of the souls are together and safe and at peace. Amy, was Caden's mom your sister?
Yes.
Because she just said to me, she said, I could not have asked my daughter to have a better role model than you. She says, but Teresa, I got to tell you, Amy's a little lenient with Caden. She goes, yeah. She wouldn't have got away with half of the shenanigans that she did, yes, if I was alive.
Yes.
So Amy, if you sit back and you say, oh, I wonder if my sister supports my decisions and choices and how I've been trying to guide Caden, know that this is the moment that your sister says, thank you. Thank you for guiding her and raising her with such morals and traditions. And, you know, it's almost like she believes in herself because of you. And she says that I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I don't know, is your dad gone a long time, Caden, or did you not know your dad? Or is it hard for you to remember your dad?
So my stepdad passed away, and I never knew my biological father. He passed away 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
But now you understand why I had this feeling of no connection. He stepped forward, and he was almost like, you have a hard time in this grieving process because it's almost like you feel like you're grieving me, but you're grieving your mom. And then when you're grieving me, you're feeling bad that you're not grieving your mom. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know, in over 2 decades that I'm doing this, Spirit has never had me say that to someone. So I want you to know that what you're feeling is completely valid, and you have every right to feel that way. And I want you to know that I was proud to be your dad. He says, I could not have asked for a better daughter.
Yes. God,
he said that all the time all his friends.
All the time.
So I don't know what this means. So can you connect with the term two birds of a feather flock together? But I feel like things comes in twos. So one of the things that she told me before was that you got tattoos in memory of them. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have something that's two of it and then it would be two? Okay. Oh, is that a feather or a wing or something? Why do I feel like it's two birds of a feather flock together?
I have a dragonfly and then I have wings with their names on it.
I also have two dragonflies, one for my dad and one for my sister.
Because I never had this before. So it must be two birds of a feather flock together. So whatever the two symbols are that you have, I don't care if they're butterflies, ladybugs, dragonflies, they flock together.
I have two dragonflies that fly over my pool every single day.
So know that that's them.
And they're big orange ones. They're beautiful.
Wait, dragonflies are orange?
Yeah. We have two orange dragonflies. And they fly around over the pool and every day. Yeah.
and we'll say, hey, Mom.
Yeah, I say, hi, Beth.
It's always her, but yeah. It's either then sometimes Mike. Your dad, your dad. So it's because I just said to her, I go, why do I feel so confused? And she's like, I'm telling you right now, I'm always the dragonfly. It's whoever decides to fly with me that day.
Yes.
Some days it's
yes.
my dad. Some days it's my husband.
I get a blue one too. And that's my dad.
Oh my God. I know this it is crazy. Validating for you. And this is what I love. And listen, anyone listening at this moment, this is what I try to stress all the time. Anything that you sense and feel, I don't care if it's the same thing. It's whoever you think of, whatever you feel in your soul. Know that that's your loved one. There's no right or wrong way to feel. And nobody can tell you how to connect.
Yes.
This is crazy because I've never had this before.
With amazing.
I'm saying to myself, what does this mean? And wait, Amy, this is your dad. Just say it. They're going to understand it. I go, I have no idea what I'm talking about. And then your father, again, Amy goes, I've watched you. You don't know what the heck you're talking about. Majority of the time, he goes, so why is this time any different? But would that be his personality?
Yes.
I have to be honest with you, Kate. My heart's breaking for you. Your dad is passed. Your mom is departed. But yet here they are giving us these belly laughs in this moment of like, it's not just a cliche thing or a common thing for me to say. They're so proud of you. Proud of the woman that you are becoming.
She's amazing.
Can I ask you something? If you were in front of me, I'd probably punch you, but I'm just kidding. It's not really a threat. I'm just, because your mom just said to me, she goes, yeah, Kaden thinks she's old. I go, old? She looks like she's 12.
I'm 21.
So you're 21, but do you say sometimes I feel so old?
I think she feels that way because she's had to grow up fast.
Yeah. So fast.
Like, so fast. Yeah. A lot of responsibility on her shoulders after they both passed.
Yeah. So know that they want you to enjoy being young.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
So remember the moment when I said, your mom's like, you better write these things down. You're going to forget. The one of the things was she had me, this is my other little doodles, was tattoo and then no regrets. And then she showed me, I'm going to explain something to you now. You're going to have to place this on how it fits in your life and how you felt at this moment. What your mom meant by no regrets, she showed me this thing like, let's hypothetically say you were young and you were in school when your mom died. And you say, oh my God, if I knew that my mom was going to die, I would have spent more time with her. I wouldn't have went out with my friends. Yeah. I wouldn't have done all of these things. I would have stayed with my mom and took care of her and made her feel safe.
Yeah. I moved out like right before she passed away. And then I moved back in for like 2 months before she passed away. But I always regretted moving out.
She says, absolutely not. No regrets. So what I love what your mom did, having me say no regrets and then showing me all of these things. How could she says, absolutely not. She says, watching you flourish was the greatest thing for me because I knew when I left this physical world that you would be okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You knew that you would be okay. So by you moving out was a blessing in disguise because you knew, you know what? I did it before. I can do it again on my
own. That's exactly what I've said that before.
So validating that your mom says, I never want you to have a regret. You know, it's something that I learned in life. You know, regrets, I think, are a hard thing. Now, I'm not a therapist, but I think there's a difference in regret and looking back and saying, I wish I did something different. Don't always look at it as a regret. Look at it as a lesson learned because you know you would maybe not make that choice again, but you learned so much in that moment of what you did. Your mom says, I never would have wanted you to make any different choices or decisions because I was going to die. Mm-hmm. She says, I never want you to forget that. And I never want you to have any regrets. You always told me how much you loved me. You always told me how important I was to you. She said, and even in the end, you told me how much you were going to miss me. She says, when you thought I was sleeping and you would sit next to my bed and you would tell me things. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Know that your mom heard you. Okay, now you're going to have to interpret this because your mom says, I want to take responsibility for any burdens that you might carry. Let's hypothetically, if you say, I wish I didn't have this argument with my mom. Does that make sense? And I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Your mom is stepping forward and saying, I want to take responsibility for my part in any situation that has left you with a burden or guilt. Fair enough? Listen, growing up is not easy. We have a lot of things to deal with, right? But she goes, and I'm not making any excuses for Kaden. She had a lot to deal with at a very young age, long before I even got sick or before I died. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I use the term, you know, it is what it is, but I also use the term, but it also is what I make it. And your mom makes me feel like that's exactly what you have done. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
You have made the best out of horrible situations.
Yeah, that's how I've been living since she passed.
She much. Says, and I want you to know that I'm proud of you for that.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Do you do things with Aunt Amy that you're like, oh, I wish my mom was here? Yeah. Or I wish I was doing this with my mom?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. That she's with you at that exact moment. She says, and I wouldn't want you to be doing it with anyone else but Amy. She says, so enjoy. And it's almost like flourish and relish in that moment. Did your mom have a hard time tasting food in the end? Yeah. Or tasting or eating? I've never had this before. She's like, oh my God, I can't get enough. You know the moment in Ghost when he breaks the cigarette machine and he's like, a cigarette. Oh, yeah. Like, wait, that's how your mom's making me feel. But I feel like that there was every kind of food in front of me. There's like And I feel like I'm like, oh, this is what chocolate tastes like. Oh, is this what a hamburger? Like, I feel like this. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Spirit's never shown it to me in that way. So a very unique way of your mom saying, listen, any disability or ailment that I had prior to me leaving the physical world, I left with the physical body.
Good.
That makes me
good. Okay. Good, good.
She says, oh. I did not take, and she must have been bedridden or had an issue with her legs because she made my legs feel numb and she started jumping up and down and started dancing around. That's my symbol that her soul can move freely.
Yeah. She had a hard time like moving around
her legs, her feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was in a wheelchair like towards the end.
Yeah.
So no. That she can, from the second that soul left the physical body, she left all of that with her. How do you connect with your mom's jewelry? Are you wearing any of her jewelry and or did you change a piece of her jewelry?
I have her necklace on.
Oh.
And I kept all her jewelry. It's at my house.
Okay. And were you thinking about changing a piece? What I mean by that, I don't care if it was a ring and then you wanted to put it on a necklace or if you were going to make something into something else.
My aunt gave me a diamond ring and I was going to turn that ring into a necklace.
Okay. This does not mean you say to your aunt, hurry up, let me go get the ring. We got to run to the jeweler. That's not what this is about. Spirit, when it comes to our free will choices and spirit is bringing up things that we're thinking about doing or wanting to do, that doesn't mean that we have to do it. What it means is that if we chose to, they would support the choice and decision. And also the thought of wanting to do something and then we never do it means to spirit as if we actually did it.
Yeah. I've been thinking about doing it for like 6 months now.
Yeah. Like five, doesn't mean months. That you have, but know that your mom's soul is with you when you think about that. Mm-hmm. Were you just sitting and listening to your mom's voice? I don't know if you were like watching a video or a voicemail.
Yeah, yesterday I have a teddy bear and it has my mom's voice and I'm packing right now. And so I found the teddy bear and I stood in my room and I just kept playing her voice over and over.
Know that your mom's soul was with you and knowing that no matter where you travel, no matter where you go, her soul will go with you. Wait, Amy, your father is so funny. He goes, dang, we haven't seen that teddy bear in some time now. He's literally like blowing dust off of it. And again, it's just my symbol for that. Maybe you hadn't seen it in a while or pressed her voice. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was sitting on my laundry hamper and I was cleaning my room and I like threw it in the hamper. For some reason, I completely forgot about it. And then I found it yesterday.
There was no such thing as a coincidence.
Yeah. And then there's another teddy bear for my dad. And I found that yesterday as well.
Not a coincidence. Knowing that their souls were with you and supporting all of your future endeavors. Your mom looked at me and she said, Teresa, this reading is a little different in the way because Caden has to make more choices. And she's making pretty tough choices right now. She says, but we need her to know that it's better to do something and to say, that's not for me. I'm going to go home, just using this as an example. Then to sit back and say 10 years from now, you know, I should have went and did that because God knows where my life would have been.
Wow. Wow.
So this is the difference between having regret and not having regrets and looking back and saying, wow, that really didn't work out as I thought it would. Better than saying, darn, I wish I would have. I wonder what that would have been like. Look at things as when things don't always go our way sometimes, don't look at it as, why is this happening to me? Look at it as, you know what? This is happening to me for a reason.
Yeah.
Even though it might be the hardest, might be confusing, might make us angry, But know that things happen for us, not to us.
Yeah. I've felt like that for like the past year. Like, why? Like, do I have to deal with like all of this? And then the decision making, there's like every day there's like another decision I have to make with like mom and Mike. Like, they're like
estate
mm-hmm. and like having to deal with that stuff. Like, I always think like, why do I have to deal with like all this stuff? And I don't know how to do it.
So your mom makes me feel like that we don't have to do anything right at this second. Is that correct?
Yeah.
There might be something. Let's hypothetically say we have a house. Okay. I'm just going to use this as this is just an example. I can't afford to keep this house. I can't afford to keep the maintenance, whatever it is. Or maybe it's something simply, I don't know if I want to do this. Making a decision to sell or let go of something. Okay, fine. That's one thing. But then I feel like that there are some things, yes, we have to make the decision, and other things we can hold off a little bit longer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I'm being made to feel like take one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been trying to do recently.
Take one step at a time. And if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. You're young, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some people might sit back and say, well, I'm sure I'd be too young to be making these decisions. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power. It's great to have knowledge, mm-hmm. but you have to feel the decision in your heart and your soul and your gut.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this, you know the difference, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I'm going to use this as an example. I don't know how you ended up on the podcast, but your mom showed me this. Aunt Amy said, I don't know if you know who the Long Island Medium is, but we could be on her podcast, Hey Spirit. I'm going to be on. Do you want to be on it with me? And you might have been like, oh, I don't know. I don't know who she is. I don't know. And then maybe you thought about it and something felt right. Like, you know what? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? That makes sense?
Yeah, I was like nervous.
No. That your mom says it's almost the same thing. But even though you were nervous, right? And you weren't sure, you still had a good feeling about it.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Wanting you to remember that with all of the decisions for the estate.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
And I don't know what this is, but I feel like your dad stepped forward and he was like, listen, some of it's a no-brainer. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. And then I feel like your mom just hit him and was like, stop that. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think where the hard part might come in is making these decisions and like signing the papers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Second guessing myself.
Yeah.
When it comes to like that.
Of course. I don't care if you're 21 or you're 41. Anyone that has to make choices and decisions, especially connected to their loved one's estate, is mm-hmm. never easy.
Mm-mm.
Is never easy. Always remember, knowledge is power. You gather all your information, mm-hmm. and then you can make your decision.
Okay.
And if you ever get lost, then simply go back to this moment of, as scared and nervous as you were, something felt right about it. I feel like your mom and your dad are going to guide you in that way.
Okay.
And I felt also like you had a good support system where, and mm-hmm. I'm just using this as an example. This does not mean this is what's to happen or what is happening. Hypothetically, you're 21. Let's just say we have this house. We're going to sell the house. Now we have a plan. We're going to take this money and we're going to invest it and we're going to put it in this. So the money will grow and it'll be for our future, like a pension or like for later on in life. Like, you don't have it now, you're never going to miss it. Does that make sense?
So crazy. Yeah. Very.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are the smart decisions. Always know whatever you physically let go of a loved one.
Yeah.
You're not letting go of them. You're letting go of something tangible. How's that? And I feel like your dad is like, because you know in your heart of hearts, like you have to make this, like it's, but it's hard to kind of say yes.
Yeah.
To be like, yes, this is the final answer. It's like almost like deal or no deal. Like it's hard to close that box on that button.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. It was even small stuff yesterday when I was packing. I had mom's clothes and I was like going sorting like for Goodwill or what I'm taking.
She just showed me the way that you separate was absolutely perfect. And then you were going to take some things and make it into a blanket or a quilt. Or did you think about making it into something else?
I wanted to do that.
Perfect. Now, this doesn't mean that you go and you take all the things that you saved. Again, Amy, supporting your choice and decision if you chose to do that. Now, whose dog died?
Mine.
Okay. Know that your sister brought forward the dog. And now, wait, Kaden, your dad is like, are you kidding me with the dog now? So would that be him?
Yeah.
Yeah. My dog got hit when we went to Texas for my sister's funeral. The night he got out and got hit. And he was a big, big, he was my baby. So we had to bury him and my sister.
So know that the souls are together.
My baby.
Wait, and this is your sister. Amy, you kept the dog's collar. You kept the dog.
Oh my God.
You kept the dog's things. Don't give Kaden a hard time about
keeping this. I have it right here. I have his collar right here.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
So this is your mom, Kaden.
I forgot about my Bama throughout this last couple days. Oh my God, I cannot believe.
But what this also validates is that a soul is a soul and a bond is a bond. Because pets are like our children. They're a part of our family. It is that unconditional love. Right?
Yeah.
Do you have another dog, though?
We got another dog.
Was a pain in the neck.
Yeah, we ended up... yeah, he is. He's outside
he's
right
crazy.
Now. But he tries to eat my sister, the dragonfly. So he even gets in the pool trying to catch the dragonfly. And I'm like, you don't get Aunt Beth.
Well, I heard that dog is a pain in the ass. So yeah. Invalidate.
Yes. He is.
Literally, I asked your dog soul to validate this. And they said, got another dog and he's a pain in the ass. I don't even know if I could say that on the podcast.
Oh
if not,
God.
They're going to bleep it out.
He is. He's. Yeah. I love him to death, but he's a handful.
Okay. Yeah. Validating that all of the souls are together on the other side, safe and at peace with God.
Thank you.
Kaden, you hear your mom's voice, or you think you hear her call your name, or you think you hear something.
Yeah.
Know that that's real. Know that you're not crazy. It's not your imagination. It's not wishful thinking.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
My mom's not really handling it well. Is there anything that we can give to her?
How do you connect with the bench? Is there a bench? Did you do a bench in memory of someone, or did you think about planting a tree or doing a bench?
We did a tree. I bought my mom a tree.
Okay.
A pepper tree.
Okay. How would I know that?
I don't know.
So you can tell mom, dad was there. Dad greeted. All of the souls are together. She knows of the tree.
That's huge.
I feel like that your mom was just looking at pictures of you and your sister, but I feel like when you guys were really young, like maybe when you guys were like five, like because she showed me on like bikes and a swing set and when we used to go on vacations and you guys were really little. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Knowing that all of the souls are with her at that exact moment. Your dad just stepped forward and he goes, oh, tell my wife she hated my cologne, Teresa, and she smells it all the time for no reason.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Know that that's him. It's like there's no reason why you would
Old
smell
Spice.
It, right? Right? Yeah. There's no reason why you would smell it. No one's wearing it. No one's spraying it. And it's just for that split second.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. My sister and I used to laugh about that because the Old Spice, he always wore Old Spice. And it was awful. It was awful.
Usually spirit doesn't say they hated it. It's always they smell things that remind them. Your dad was literally like they couldn't stand the cologne. Tell your mom that that is me.
Yes.
So it's anything. And sometimes it'll be like sometimes we might just get a smell and we're like, oh, that reminds me of them.
Cigarettes.
Or sometimes it is cigarettes a cologne. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's flowers. Sometimes it could just be an odd smell. But yeah. You think of them. Know that that is them. Know that that is their soul that is with you at that exact moment. Oh, now, Amy, did your mom keep a lot of your dad's clothes?
No, my stepmom. They were divorced, but they were still best of friends. My stepmom, I think she did.
Because I opened up a closet and I saw all men's clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all had a piece of my dad's, his shirts that he mm-hmm. wore for first work. Mm-hmm. He worked at a college and we had his like uniform shirts. And so I gave some to all my kids.
Yeah. And I also have like all of my dad's shirts too.
Are you going back to school or did you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
So know that they are very proud of you for your choices and decisions. But I almost feel like, I don't know if I can, I feel like your stepdad was like, listen, she could bat her eyes at anybody and she would get her way. He goes, it's not going to happen in college.
Yeah, he would say that.
That's him.
Yeah.
No way.
He would say that.
Holy cow. Yeah. Those are things where I'm like, what? How? And why? Like, I mean, listen, you've listened to the podcast, you've watched the show. That is not something common that Spirit has me say, right?
Yeah.
You're truly validating that no matter where you go in life, mm-hmm. your loved ones are going with you. And more importantly, knowing how proud they are of you. And your mom says, you could never disappoint me. She says, as long as you make the decisions that are right for that moment. If you ever look back in anything in life and you say, I wish I didn't do that, look at it as a lesson learned, not a mistake. Okay. That for some reason that happened for you, not to you. Okay. And always remember, we get situations and it stinks and it is what it is, but it is what we make it. I don't know how this reading happened, how you ended up on Hey Spirit, but I am so happy that the two of you trusted me with the souls of your departed loved ones and took that leap of faith and coming into the session today, Kaden, because Spirit did an amazing job. And, you know, I also want people to realize, like, by having two people in, so let's just say, Amy, if you were initially saying, you know what, I'm going to do this, and Kaden came in, the validations that Kaden got were so mind-blowing. Yes. It brings such peace and comfort to you, to your family, to your mom, because it's like, okay, wait a minute. I don't have to believe in mediums, right?
Yeah.
But there's no way she would have known those things. So it had to come from somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Amazing.
So I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you. It was such an incredible and an amazing moment. And I hope these messages bring you the peace, comfort, support, and encouragement.
Definitely.
That you need right in this very moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was awesome.
It did.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely incredible.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
My name is Kaden, and I'm from Apple Valley, California.
And I'm Amy, and I'm from Yucaipa, California.
It was amazing.
It was so good. It was better than I could even imagine.
Yeah, it exceeded my expectations, definitely. Yes.
I love that when Teresa first came on, she automatically thought that we were mother-daughter. And my sister came through and said, there's my baby girl. And she knew, like, that I wasn't her mom, you know, that her mom was coming through. That was, like, it was amazing. And then the three people that we wanted to hear from, I mean, we wanted to hear from, like, our grandparents, but, I mean, my dad, my brother-in-law, and my sister, they are, like, with us. I know they're with us every day, and Teresa confirmed it. The way that she brought them through was exactly them.
I really wanted to hear from my mom, and my mom was, like, coming through, like, most of the time.
Yeah. And she loved Teresa, so I'm sure she is happy about this. So I was telling my sister, you know, take care of my dog. Like, that's my baby. And for her to say that our dog is with her and that the new dog that I have is, what would she say?
A pain in the ass.
A pain in the ass. That was right on. And Kaden has a lot too.
Oh, there's so many. Like, when she called out my tattoo with the wings, I have a tattoo with wings for my parents. She called that out.
And the dragonflies.
And the dragonflies I have. This is for my mom. That's her signature. And when she called out, she asked if I have heard my mom's voice recently. And I have a teddy bear with her voice. And I found it yesterday. And I was listening to her talk yesterday. And she brought that up. I thought that was crazy. Because I didn't tell anybody about that. And I did that. I was home alone. No one knew about that. I feel great. I heard exactly what I needed to. And I got like a lot of advice and stuff that I would like to hear from mom. And that's exactly what I got.
I'm happy that she knows that I've taken Kaden under my wing. Like, she's my baby now. I wish she was here to do it, but I'm honored to, you know. I don't want Kaden to ever feel like she doesn't have a mom, because I'm her runner-up. Yeah. And my sister, you know, talked about that, and she was happy about that. And she's my baby too now. She's always been my baby. But it's nice. It's nice for her to know that I didn't like just go my own way. Like, she's my daughter too now.
I'll never forget the dragonflies.
Yeah.
How mom said, like, that's always her.
I went outside after talking with Teresa, and there was a huge blue dragonfly, yeah, which is more of my dad. I have a blue dragonfly on my foot for my dad. And then my sister is the orange, and I went out there, and there was a huge blue dragonfly, and it just kind of just sealed the deal. Like, they're all there.
That was like 15 minutes after we got off with Teresa.
We miss her. But just knowing that she's here with us is reassuring. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.